This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 95. Come, let's sing out loud to the Lord. Let's raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before him with thanks. Let's shout songs of joy to him. The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in his hands. The mountain heights belong to him. The sea, which he made, is his, along with the dry ground, which his own hands formed. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep in his hands. If only you would listen to his voice right now. Don't harden your hearts like you did at Meribah, like you did when you were at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and scrutinized me, even though they had already seen my acts. For 40 years I despised that generation. I said, these people have twisted hearts. They don't know my ways. So in anger I swore, they will never enter my place of rest. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 9, verses 13 through 35. Then the Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh. Say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go so that they can worship me. This time I'm going to send all my plagues on you, your officials, and your people, so that you will know that there is no one like me in the whole world. By now I could have used my power to strike you and your people with a deadly disease, so that you would have disappeared from the earth. But I've left you standing for this reason, in order to show you my power, and in order to make my name known in the whole world. You are still abusing your power against my people, and you refuse to let them go. Today, at this time, I'll cause the heaviest hail to fall on Egypt that has ever fallen, from the day Egypt was founded until now. So bring under shelter your livestock and all that belongs to you so that it is out in the open. Every person or animal that is in the open field and isn't brought inside will die when the hail rains down on them. Some of Pharaoh's officials who took the Lord's word seriously rushed to bring their servants and livestock inside for shelter. Others who didn't take the Lord's word to heart left their servants and livestock out in the open field. The Lord said to Moses, raise your hand toward the sky so that the hail will fall on the whole land of Egypt, on people and animals and all the grain in the fields in the land of Egypt. Then Moses raised his shepherd's rod toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and lightning struck the earth. The Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. The hail of the lightning flashed in the middle of the hail were so severe that there had been nothing like it in the entire land of Egypt since it first became a nation. The hail beat down everything that was in the open field throughout the entire land of Egypt, both people and animals. The hail also beat down all the grain in the fields, and it shattered every tree in the field. The only place where hail didn't fall was in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived. Then Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron and said to them, this time I've sinned. The Lord is right, and I and my people are wrong. Pray to the Lord. Enough of God's thunder and hail. I'm going to let you go. You don't need to stay here any longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I've left the city, I'll spread out my hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail will stop and won't return, so that you will know that the earth belongs to the Lord. But I know that you and your officials still don't take the Lord God seriously. Now the flax and the barley were destroyed because the barley had ears of grain and the flax had buds. But both durum and spelt wheat weren't ruined because they hadn't come up. Moses left Pharaoh in the city and spread out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail stopped and the rain stopped pouring down on the earth. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. Pharaoh and his officials became stubborn. Because of his stubbornness, Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had told Moses. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. This is why we don't get discouraged, given that we received this ministry in the same way that we received God's mercy. Instead, we reject secrecy and shameful actions. We don't use deception and we don't tamper with God's word. Instead, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God by the public announcement of the truth. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are on the road to destruction. The God of this age has blinded the minds of those who don't have faith, so they couldn't see the light of the gospel that reveals Christ's glory. Christ is the image of God. We don't preach about ourselves, instead we preach about Jesus Christ as Lord, and we describe ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. God said that light should shine out of the darkness. He is the same one who shone in our hearts, to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay pots, so that the awesome power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. We are experiencing all kinds of troubles, but we aren't crushed. We are confused, but we aren't depressed. We are harassed, but we aren't abandoned. We are knocked down, but we aren't knocked out. We also carry Jesus' death around in our bodies so that Jesus' life can also be seen in our bodies. We who are alive are always being handed over to death for Jesus' sake so that Jesus' life can also be seen in our bodies that are dying. So death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 32 through 45. Jesus and his disciples were on the road going up to Jerusalem with Jesus in the lead. The disciples were amazed, while the others following behind were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he told them what was about to happen to him. "Look," he said, "we're going up to Jerusalem. The human one will be handed over to the chief priests and the legal experts. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles. They will ridicule him, spit on him, torture him, and kill him. After 3 days, he will rise up." James and John, Zebedee's sons, came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They said, "Allow us to sit on your right and the other on your left when you enter your glory." Jesus replied, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I drink or receive the baptism I receive?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said, "You will drink the cup I drink and receive the baptism I receive, but to sit at my right or left hand isn't mine to give. It belongs to those for whom it has been prepared." Now, when the other 10 disciples heard about this, they became angry with James and John. Jesus called them over and said, "You know that the ones who are considered the rulers by the Gentiles show off their authority over them, and their high-ranking officials order them around. But that's not the way it will be with you. Whoever wants to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the human one didn't come to be served, but rather to serve and to give his life to liberate many people."
My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown. Low in the pit where my sin dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out from golden day. For he brought me out the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, alleluia. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, I'm here, I remain, but stand by his grace till the crown I gain. For he brought me out of the miry clay, he set my a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. song of praise by day and by night. In sweet notes I will raise my heart's overflowing. I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, for he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts the song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 141. I cry out to you, Lord. Come to me quickly. Listen to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayers stand before you like incense. Let my uplifted hand be like the evening offering. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you back here on Monday, or if you'd like to worship together this weekend on Palm Sunday, there's a link to our website in the description of this episode where you can find how to access the live stream and all that. We'd love to have you with us. But whenever we see you next, we'll see you. Have a wonderful weekend. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was He Brought Me Out, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.